Well, how about this? We've had the famous toilet paper shortage, shortages of, you know, cleaners and disinfectants or whatever, things like that during the pandemic. This is a story here. It says that apparently there is a shortage of the breakfast cereal Grape Nuts.
Really?
Yes, that's what it says here.
Why? Will we survive?
Well, some won't, apparently, because they're just doing whatever they can to find the product. Consumers, it says, have been searching for boxes of the cereal, only to find empty shelves and out-of-stock notices. Some fans turning to social media to commiserate over their struggle to find the high-fiber cereal and questioning whether it was being discontinued, perhaps.
Oh. They're looking in the wrong place.
Well, where are they supposed to look?
Toilet paper aisle.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, Post, which makes Grape Nuts, says, there is a shortage, but there's absolutely no plans to discontinue. According to the Grape Nuts spokesperson, people may continue to see shortages and temporary out of stock on Grape Nuts as we continue to work through supply constraints and higher cereal demands amid the pandemic. Now, remember we had heard that story, that because people were home more, some were relating to eating breakfast, or just eating it throughout the day, the cereal. The brand, it says, started experiencing shortages in the late 2020 year, and its Grape Nuts Flakes cereal was also affected. Grape Nuts Flakes? Are you familiar with Grape Nuts Flakes? I know Grape Nuts. I don't know Grape Nuts Flakes.
No. Never heard of it.
That's what it says here. But that just says the flakes should be returning to stores now. The original cereal expected to be fully back on the store shelves this spring. One of the problems it says is this. According to a Grape Nuts spokesperson, the cereal is made using a proprietary technology and a production process that isn't easily replicated, which has made it more difficult to shift production to meet demands during this time. Really, a proprietary technology and a production I thought all they did to make Grape Nuts was cut down a tree and put it through a shredder. That's basically
what it tastes like.
That's what I thought. That's what the recipe
was.
Right.
That's good. Very nice.
Never had them. Never will.
Never had them either.
I've enjoyed them in the past. I always thought they were tasty. Little Grape Nuts goes a long way, though, I got to tell you.
Right?
Yes.
You don't need a large bowl full.
That's the point. Yeah, that is the point.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Yay!
Something with marshmallows. Yay!
Yes.
Grape Nuts with marshmallows. Oh, that
would
be, maybe
I would
find a way to accommodate you. Well, just thought you'd like to know that of all the shortages that we have endured, apparently we're enduring a Grape Nuts shortage. One woman says here that she feeds Grape Nuts to the pigeons.
I wonder if there's a shortage. You know how many pigeons there are?
If I'm spending that kind of money on Grape Nuts, I'm feeding myself, not the pigeons, I got to tell you that.
By the way, I want to throw back to earlier discussion about the Coast Guard.
Oh, yeah.
Today we will be video streaming my program, and I am wearing a hoodie, actually, that fits the bill. It is the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Mackinaw.
Oh.
No.
What I'm wearing this morning. So
how about that?
There we are. We honor the Coast Guard.
Were you wearing that intentionally, or did you make a wardrobe change?
No, I just by accident.
It just worked out that way.
I just wondered.
He's working from home. He probably hadn't dressed yet when we were talking about that.
Still his robe.
He was probably still in his pajamas.
You'll never know.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. And you're assuming pajamas.
Oh, yeah, right, yes.
I don't really want to.
We don't want to know anymore. No more.
I don't want that image in my head.
Is there a musical interlude we can offer up here real quick?
Hey, Art, real quick. I know you talked about this on your show, but after your first shot, did you have any kind of pain in the arm?
I had a little soreness at the shot site because they go right into your deltoid.
Yeah. Okay.
And that was my fault because I was instructed to take a Tylenol about 20 minutes before the shot, which would have alleviated it, and I forgot.
I've heard that. Yeah.
So if you are going to get your shot, some doctors are recommending you take a Tylenol.
Specifically Tylenol?
Yeah, they mentioned Tylenol.
Going to be ibuprofen, maybe?
Whatever the generic ingredient is.
Yeah.
Take it about 20 minutes before your shot, and it should alleviate most of that soreness. But that is the only thing I had, and it only lasted less than a day.
Yeah, okay. No, it's just, it seems like any other vaccine. Yeah. Thank you. It seems like any other vaccine that you just get different stories from different people. Some they didn't experience anything. Some get the pain in the arm, and then some do get affected a bit more than others.
The only difference with this one as opposed to some other vaccines is this goes right into the muscle. That's why you see them pinching it up a little bit. They want to make sure they get that muscle.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait till this is all done because I can get a shot. I'm fine with it. I don't like watching other people get shots and all these news stories, and they keep showing me people getting getting shots, and I just hate seeing needles go in arms. I don't like seeing that. This is all over. I don't want to see that again.
Guess I won't invite you to join me next door next time I give blood. You want to see that?
No, I don't want to see
I tell you, just on a funny aside, the governor has announced, of course, restaurants can reopen on the 1st at 25% capacity. My wife has already told me she doesn't plan to cook next week.
Good to know you're going to be supporting your local eateries.
You got it. Yes, indeed.
Art Lewis from the home studio this morning on WSGW. We'll rejoin Art in a few minutes to get the lay of the land for his radio broadcasting that's coming up, and also his, I guess we could call it TV broadcasting, too, in ways that we can do these days with the Art Lewis Show. 8:50. And we're going up to the hour with the news, the business, and the weather, starting with that news from Dave Maurer in the WSGW newsroom.
President Joe Biden is taking his first steps to reverse Trump administration health care policies. The White House says Biden today plans to sign orders on a range of issues, including getting more Americans covered and removing curbs on abortion counseling. The most concrete short-term impact will come from reopening healthcare.gov insurance markets as coverage has shrunk amid